An open house will be held Tuesday, May 27th, hosted by the Friends of the Library from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Miners Hospital, which was formerly the permanent site of the library. The library was moved from Main Street to the hospital in the early 80s. It stayed there in City Park for about 10 years. To enable the new move, Park City librarian Adrian Juarez said they placed stickers on tens of thousands of transplanted books to indicate where they're going.
Since we were dividing out our collections, we had to devise a way to indicate where each thing was going, and that was quite a process. The librarians went through the computer and evaluated what should go where, and then people came in and helped us sticker over 70,000 items. So we have things going, of course, to Miners Hospital. We have storage in the old fire station on Park Avenue, and we have a mini collection at City Hall up in Marsac.
The library will operate on all four floors of the Miners Hospital.
The children's department will be in the basement, so there's stroller access down through the back door. And Miss Tegan will be down there doing story times and having all her collections. And Popcorn, our guinea pig, did get moved, so the kids can still see Popcorn. We're going to have a lot of fun. There will be a circulation desk also at the main level, and then materials throughout the building.
You can check books out at the Marsac also, although the transition headquarters won't be at Miners.
If you want to place a reservation and pick up a hold, you'll want to do that at Miners. And to check out books at Marsac, you will want to have a current library card. So to do that, you will come to Miners Hospital and we'll get you a card application and you can get it the same day and go check out books at Marsac.
So as far as Marsac goes, for example, is there a genre of books that's there?
It's a mix. Yeah,
okay.
We have fiction, nonfiction, and children's items. So yes, if you're applying for a permit and you see something you want, you can take it home with you.
Okay, so each place will have a small representation of everything.
Yeah.
Another location, the old Park Avenue Fire Station, will be used for storage. But Juarez said books can also be accessed there. Donations of your old books and tapes can be made to the Friends of the Library at the neighboring greenhouse at 1333 Park. The renovation of the Winners Building will take an estimated 12 to 15 months. Juarez said at that point they'll have a book brigade to commemorate moving back to the Winners Building.
We had a lot of people requesting the book brigade, and we thought it'd be a great way to move back into the new building when we go from Miners to the newly opened Carl Winters Building library.
On a final note, she said even in a digital age, there's still a place for libraries and print.
There's a bit of a renaissance in print enjoyment, and to me, that's refreshing. I've always adored print, and there's a lot to be offered in the digital world, but there's nothing like holding a book. And a library is a community center. It's a gathering place. It's a place to share ideas, and print-rich resources are wonderful. I even hear young people, one of our library board members says her son, when he is done with school, he doesn't want to be on the computer anymore. He wants to pick up a book, and I think that's fantastic.
Park City librarian Adrian Juarez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.